Happy Thursday morning, wherever you're listening to the Junks, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're in New Zealand listening on the Odyssey app. We thank you for doing that. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you are looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter. John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. Eric Bickle,
hey,
also
buddy.
Sitting to my right. Sitting across from me, a guy I haven't seen in a while, Jason Bishop.
Hey,
he's back.
Up? It's been since December 13th that all four of us were in this building.
Is that correct?
In this building.
Wasn't even sure.
I mean, we had the holiday show, but.
That's right.
In this studio, December 13th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's up?
Welcome back.
Good to see you guys.
I heard that, traffic snafus on your first day back to work.
Accident on the 14th Street Bridge. Shut three lanes down. Mm-hmm. So I thought I was going to be buying breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to make a lot of moves. GW Parkway was open, which got me excited, and then had to jump on 66 and Claire Barton Parkway. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't even know what I did.
Hey, you got here.
So you were caught in the same thing.
No, I heard as I was driving in that there was a big mess on 395.
In the same traffic cluster. Yeah. F.
I don't even know how I got here. Bailed out. I went through the Reagan Airport, looped around, went by the Lincoln Memorial, came back through that way.
Got to see the sights.
You went through the city.
Yeah, but after I sat on the 14th Street Bridge for 10 minutes.
Right. But you did the right thing, though. You did the right thing.
Yeah, I sat on it for more than 10.
I got out of there.
I sat on it for probably 30.
Mars in it right now. He's stuck in it.
Mars actually coming in. I've been used to that kid now coming in like one day a week. Well, I'm starting to give him some grief about
cameos.
That.
Cameos.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't realize that he just barely comes in these days.
Well, if there's any sort of inconvenience at all, he's going to
stay home.
Yeah,
I mean, if there's a raindrop, he's going to stay home.
Yeah. Pretty much. Or, like the Wizards play West Coast or something.
Yeah.
He's going to stay home.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be back. Good to see you, boys.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back
to the great weather.
Oh, the weather's great.
So cold this morning.
Thank God, though.
Over this.
Thank God school is back for the kids, although it's delayed. But it's back.
Oh, not in PG County. My wife's having an extra week of
They don't have school in PG County?
They're off today.
Loudoun doesn't.
I think
Loudoun's off. Fairfax is off.
Yeah, in Fairfax.
Well,
yeah.
Montgomery County back, just
what
delayed.
What county is Herndon in? Is that Loudoun?
Fairfax.
That's Fairfax, yeah, because they're closed.
Yep, they are closed.
I know my volleyball practice, whatever. My daughter's volleyball practice.
Loudoun usually does what Fairfax does.
I guess there aren't enough plows and aren't enough salt to clear all the roads. I don't know.
It's just that the little side roads. I mean, I understand it. The main roads are fine. The little side roads to the neighborhoods where the buses have to go.
Yep.
They're trifling in some areas. Main roads are fine.
Oh, yeah. Some of the roads in my county were not good.
Well,
I don't know what they're doing.
Montgomery County, which is where I live, delayed. I'm just happy because it gives me a couple hour break. I went sledding for the third day in a row.
I would say don't celebrate too quickly. don't Leon let it because they could pivot. It could say overnight that it didn't melt as much as we thought or whatever. I would just say it's happened before. You're probably good.
It's a probably good old guy reference, Leon Lett. I saw that low light a few, I guess, around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it still blows my mind that hee-haw went and touched the ball.
Right.
I mean, it's 35 years later. I don't know how when that happened, but it happened a long time ago.
Yeah. So EB was asking me about Kelsey, and I talked to her last night around 10 p.m. Your wife was nice and was texting. A lot of people reach out, and how's Kelsey? And she lives in West Hollywood. And as of 10 p.m. last night, she was in what they call the safe zone.
Mm-hmm.
They have the red zone, which you have to evacuate. The yellow zone means, hey, you might want to evacuate. But the yellow zone was actually only a block or two away off of Sunset Boulevard, where she's close to. And so she was kind of planning on leaving. She had a bag ready to go. She had a friend's house. When she was FaceTimed me twice last night. Not because she typically FaceTimes me to talk. Usually we'll just talk on the phone. Mm. She FaceTimed me because she couldn't figure out how to get the cable out of her cable box because she was moving from the second floor to a little bit bigger apartment on the fourth floor, where she said, me and my son will have more space to sleep on the floor next week.
Nice. She still has cable is the biggest takeaway from
what do you mean
me.
she couldn't take the cable out?
I don't know. I don't think she understood the coaxial cable in the box, if she was supposed to leave that in that apartment or move it. And then she brought the cable box to the new apartment. She didn't have a coax cable. I was like, well, yeah, you go take that sucker and you put it in the wall, and then coaxial that wall cable, goes to your
unit. It just sounds like such a dinosaur thing now.
Right.
So you're going out there. When are you going out there?
Next weekend.
It's brutal out there, man. I just can't imagine. Ben Affleck lost his home. Steve Guttenberg lost his home. Bunch of people just lost massive, massive.
Yeah, one of Kelsey's friends, she said she'd only been to the house a couple times. It was her parents, lived in Pacific Palisades, really nice home. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's nothing left.
Zippy.
Nothing.
Yeah, burned
zero.
To the ground.
There's a foundation. You know, our agent's wife probably still lives there.
Yeah.
She probably lost her home.
Hopefully her home is still standing, but I have no idea.
We probably should send her a just check-in email.
That's what's left of that person's house.
Don't you think?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Don't you think we should send a check-in email?
Probably would be nice.
I mean, she sends us a gift every year.
It would be nice. Yeah, sure.
We probably should send a check-in email.
What was the gift this year?
It was the worst ever.
It was a bag.
It was the worst ever.
It's a duffel bag.
It looked like a 10-cent bag, but I think
it's actually a high-end bag.
My daughter said it's like a foofy brand.
I used it to hang out at the Hampton Suites this weekend.
Yeah, but isn't it? I mean, it's just it's a brand thing. Like, there's nothing particularly utilitarian about it.
It's like a rugged, like, weekend bag. Like, should last you a long time.
What brand is it?
It's Swedish.
It's like J. It's like John Brand or
whatever. It's a Swedish foofy brand, but it looks like literally you could get it at Ross.
It's a $185 bag.
Yeah, it's the worst gift I've ever gotten.
There's a toiletry bag too, right?
I don't mean to be a jerk.
There's a toiletry bag in there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, that might be used.
Which came in handy because my last toiletry bag, like the toothpaste tube came undone, just toothpaste schmutz all inside the bag.
Oh, yeah,
so it came
bad.
In at a perfect time.
Do you know my hack for that is?
I don't.
I take like a CVS bag or any sort of plastic bag, and then I cut it up, and so that lines my toiletry bags.
Well, I've never heard of such a thing. I would just go I would go get a new toiletry bag. Like, if a toiletry bag gets ruined, you buy like a new one for $8 at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, you go to Marshall's, get a silly. Get a Penguin silly. Yeah.
You guys.
Hey, that's your own life hack. Mine would be to go buy a new one or get an overpriced one sent to me by my agent.
You guys won't be shocked that I buy Crown Royal,
right?
And my wife uses some of the bags. My daughter will use the bags,
the little velvet bags. Yeah,
she uses one of the Crown Royal bags for her nail polish. And when we were on a trip, when we were in Florida, she noticed that the nail polish had cracked.
Okay,
and it had the nail polish schmutz all over the Crown Royal bag. And the
ruined
smell
it.
Ruined it.
Yeah, pwned it.
She was upset about the nail polish. I was upset that we had to get rid of the nice Crown Royal bag.
And that just means you need to go and buy another bottle of Crown Royal.
Just have to buy another bottle.
Perfect excuse to go buy another bag.
Exactly.
Another box.
Exactly.
Get it done.
You know, last night, what was it? Was there any? Oh, I was watching the Caps. How'd they
end up? Caps won.
They won.
Time.
They
narrowly avoided another shootout.
Well, it would have been a loss if they had gotten to a shootout.
PLD was the hero. He scored in regulation and in overtime.
It was 1-0 when I went to bed.
Yes, yeah, 2-1 final.
2-1 final.
Yeah.
Did I go to bed at the end of the second period?
How do we know when you went to
bed? No, I'm just saying, was it still 1-0?
I don't remember the scoring
because I watched the second
sequence.
Period. It was pretty chippy when I was watching.
Yeah.
Went to bed early. And my wife, like, everyone was surprised when I said it. Jason will laugh at this. It was around 9.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to bed.
Huh.
And they went, what? What?
They were taken aback.
And I've talked about this dynamic before.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife goes, well, okay, I'm going to come up soon too. And I go, no, stay here.
Right.
But one thing that I'm competitive about with my wife is you know how, like, some wives are like, oh, you went and played golf with your friends today, so I'm going to go do this one. One thing I'm competitive about is sleep. I get sleep envy. And I'm like, no, you get to get up at 7 a.m. I have to get up at 4. I'm going to feel terrible if you go to bed at the same time as me.
Hmm.
You have to go to bed later than me. It's a competition.
It's weird.
I can't let you sleep. It bothers me that I get less sleep.
What if she was signaling that she wanted to, old school term, knock boots?
Yeah, unlikely.
Hey, maybe she was tired from all the shoveling that you didn't do that she did. Maybe she was tired.
She's a trooper, man. She's a strong girl.
She definitely is.
I slept like butt because, you know, the day we had to get up. The day before, you know, of a vacation.
You had the Thursday scaries.
Thursday scaries.
Yeah.
And my body woke up at midnight.
Actually, Wednesday scaries because you're coming in Thursday.
I'm coming in Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
Body woke up at midnight.
Yeah.
Couldn't go back to sleep.
I panicked and went to bed like at 6 p.m. too, right?
I went to bed at like 8:30.
Ooh, that's kind of
late for you.
Yeah, that's very late for you.
Well, I was kind of used to it.
Right.
And I couldn't get back to sleep. And I just stared at the freaking wall.
You got to get back into a rhythm.
I don't know how to do it.
The cakes and EB life hack is just booze.
Yeah, just drink before bed.
It does.
I had an IPA that just
didn't help. Have two. That's our remedy. Yeah. All right, coming up on an Open Line Thursday, Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. We'll talk NFL with him. Nikki Javala covers the Commanders for the Post. She's on the show at 8. We'll talk Caps with the Doubter at 8:25. Nick Dowd is on the show. And we will break down the Bucks with a guy who's been on this show many times over the years, Ira Kaufman, Bucks and NFL columnist for JoeBucksFan.com. He will wrap up the show coming up at 9:40. So big show on an Open Line Thursday here on The Fan.